No, Ika, amazing to be sitting down with you. We had an amazing journey last year together, doing research that neither of us had ever done before on a topic we all thought was really important to the world and really important to both of us personally, and important to Bridgewater and important to our partners. Really, really amazing experience for me. I know it was for you. Wanted to just, you know, spend some time catching up with you on that.
So let's bring it all the way to the beginning, the moment that sparked it all. What was the question that really kicked this into motion last year?
Before you or I knew any of this was going on, there was obviously a big conversation between our CEO, Nir Bardea, and Ajay Banga. And, you know, Nir had said to Ajay, look, what can we do to help? What's on your mind? What are your biggest challenges? What are your biggest concerns? And where can we be helpful? And, you know, Ajay immediately went to IDA, the International Development Association, and that it would be up for a replenishment at the end of 2024. And for him, what he thought would be really helpful would be to have us as a well-respected and very independent research institution take a look at that program and take a look at the broader context in which that program exists. So obviously the goal of IDA is to help support development in the poorest countries in the world. The majority of them are sub-Saharan Africa. And in particular, what is going on in that part of the world? What is the role of demographics as a big force? The role of productivity? What would it take for that region to be on a steeper development trajectory? What role can investment and financing in general play in that? And then what role can the World Bank specifically and IDA play in that as a way to sort of kickstart that? And so his ask to us was, look, just come in with fresh eyes. Take a look at that question. Tell us your thoughts and be sort of an objective third party that is lending a critical eye to what we're trying to do here. And then you and I get the call in mid-March that, you know, we need some passionate, hungry investors to come on this journey with us. I think we were both excited to answer the call, and there we were 12 months later.
So once the question was clear, we had this amazing response from the Bridgewater community. Tons of people raised their hands and volunteered to step up and help with the research. In the following months, the team really focused on diving deep in the demographic and economic trajectories of the region, and we explored how the different actions by policymakers, investors, and public and private sectors can come together and forge different paths forward, and what it will take to really unlock the full potential of the region. And in partnership with Global Citizen and the Harris General Partners, we were able to bring those insights to a more global and broader stage. So when Ajay visited the Bridgewater campus for the second time and did that fireside chat with Nir, you were obviously one of the main presenters. What did that moment mean to you?
You know, they say don't meet your heroes, but I did anyway. Look, I think here's what was really exciting to me about this is, you know, obviously you and I had spent the whole summer working on this research. And one of the things that I thought was so special about it is the element of building partnerships with people outside the Bridgewater community. So when I think about what sort of makes for building great insight, it's kind of a few things at Bridgewater. One is, you know, obviously our own compounded insight, our own understanding, our own internal research of how the world and economies works. Second is like the super, super data-driven approach of studying what's factually true and connecting that to our logical cause-effect understanding of how the world works. And then finally is like getting out there and talking to the smartest people we can find. And especially on something like this, you know, I think there's a lot about productivity and demographics that we understand and thought a lot about. And for me, it was really, you know, a really, really exciting experience to get to stand up in front of him and the Bridgewater community. So September rolls around. Global Citizen Festival in Central Park in New York City. What did that moment represent?
It was a magical night, and we had over 250 Bridgewater community and family members attending the festival. It was a powerful display of our partnership with Global Citizen and also a celebration of actions.
2024 Global Citizen and Bridgewater Associates are collaborating with the World Bank to drive action for the continent's development.
On the stage, we presented and shared our research. And off stage, we built community, we built momentum and energy. And it really helped to bring visibility and context for the work that we have been doing leading up to that.
Nice. And I think my giant head was on a big screen. That was the highlight, right? That was your favorite part.
Did you miss that? Or
my wife watched it. And then 5 minutes later, Hugh Jackman was on the stage. And she's like, wow, you are close to someone who's famous.
Yeah.
Great. So in October, you and I and many other folks from Bridgewater, along with our partners at Global Citizen, go to Cote d'Ivoire to host the Economic Development Assembly. Tell me about what that was like.
It was a milestone moment following a six-month arc leading up to that. And then we co-hosted the assembly with Global Citizen and Harris General Partners and presented our research to African heads of state, finance ministers, multilateral development banks, and the civil society leaders in both bilateral meetings and also on stage. And just a mere 5 months later, the World Bank secured the historic IDA replenishment, and it was incredible to be part of that mission. What was your experience being on the field in Cote d'Ivoire?
Yeah, it was really powerful. I totally agree with everything you said, Ika. I mean, I think for me, you know, there's something special about being there on the ground and getting to meet the folks who are spending their lives and their careers wrestling with this question of how do you finance development and how do you develop economies. And for me, you know, a lot of the most special moments there were kind of the smaller room gatherings and opportunities where you really got to get to know folks in a more intimate setting and, you know, really see things through their eyes. What are they looking at? What are they processing? And it's related to what we were talking about earlier. Like the best thing for us is putting ourselves in the shoes of others, trying to understand the world and recognizing the best way to do that is to get as many different perspectives as possible. And when you're on the ground there bringing the smartest, best minds together in one place, that happens.
Yeah.
What was the highlight for you?
On one hand, in many ways, this project was a miniature of how Bridgewater has helped me grow. You were taking a hard problem that matters, learning something new, being challenged every day, and then getting to work with incredibly great people, which demands you to bring your A game. On the other hand, it is also unlike anything that I have worked on before. And it was a huge opportunity for me to grow and to stretch. And I'm forever grateful for the original tap on the shoulder from Devin to ask to work on this with you. And also for the vision that Nir and others have brought forward to really bring this from ideation all the way to fruition.
So that was last year. This year we're focusing on modern mercantilism. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what that is and how the forecasting challenge fits in?
Sure. So the secular forces that have the power to shape the world over decades can look very different from the news that make headlines from day to day. And often those secular dynamics are the most important ones for us to study and to understand. Africa's demographic rise is one of those dynamics, and it is interconnected to this turning of economic, market, and geopolitical paradigm that we're observing more broadly as the world shifts in the direction of modern mercantilism. If you draw a Venn diagram of Bridgewater's mission, which is to deeply understand how these paradigm shifts will flow through, our belief in idea meritocracy and this shared commitment to impact, then this challenge sits at the heart of that.
If someone was on the fence about joining the prediction challenge, what would you say to get them excited?
I think it's a great opportunity to sharpen your thinking, to learn by doing, and also to contribute your insights to real world solutions to global issues. And look, I think the best forecasts are not about having the crystal ball, but about laying out your assumptions, considering alternative and opposing views, assigning probabilities, and then tying everything together with your logic and creativity. So you might be more prepared than you realize.